When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from a bunker in the heart of the Ozarks, a podcast that never thought it would see a giant carrier ship do an Akira slide, it's SifPop. Welcome to SifPop Weekly, streaming live most Fridays. We're available to download later in your podcast feed, unless, of course, you're a patron.
Patrons get perks.
Patrons get those perks.
This is the Viking way.
I'm your host, Aaron Dicer, and he really values when people use violence for him. It's one of his love languages. It's Andrew Ormsby, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true. Ahoy!
Each week we'll chat about movies, TV, and whatever else from the pop culture universe is on our minds. Mr. Ormsby, it's you and me, buddy. We're going old school, kicking it old school today.
Old school today.
Just the two of us. We can make a podcast if we try, just the two of us.
You and I.
Thank you. I appreciate the duet. Okay, so we've got a couple of movies that we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a best ever challenge, movies featuring rappers. So where a rapper plays one of the lead roles, or one of the major roles, I should say, not cameos at least. We'll be talking about that. And we'll do some buried treasure as well. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about Expendables. We'll talk about Expendables.
Hey, why are you here?
I got this situation where I need your help.
I need bad friends.
Was that the new guy?
Is that Sniper?
Don't worry about it. I got a prescription scope.
Well, Hawkeyes, remember this face. Don't shoot it by accident.
Terrorists have taken possession of nuclear missiles on a cargo ship off the coast. If these babies go off, it'll be World War III.
Armed with every weapon they can get their hands on and the skills to use them, the Expendables are the world's last line of defense and the team that gets called when all other options are off the table. But new team members with new styles and tactics are going to give new blood a whole new meaning. All right. Expend four bulls. Andrew, before you give us the like it, love it, dislike it, hate it, or it was just okay. Tell me about your familiarity with the other three movies.
Well, I've seen them. I liked the first two. Second, or the third one was a garbage fire. But no, I think that there is, I think that I, if you understand and you can kind of appreciate the types of movies that you know you're getting into, then you can allow yourself to have a good time.
Yeah,
if they're good.
I like the first three pretty much exactly the same, which is to say I don't really like them, but
I get
what's happening here, and I get why people do like them. All right, let's talk about number four. Did you like it, love it, dislike it, hate it, or was just okay?
Hated it.
Let's pour on the hate. I also hated this movie.
Wow, it's so bad.
The main reason I hate this movie, Andrew, is because it is a terrible, terrible movie. That is the main reason.
Bad.
It's just not a good movie. Like you, like there are many reasons you can enjoy or have a good time with movies. Like, no judgment. Love what you love, whatever the case may be. But there are certain things we kind of look at as movie lovers and we go, okay, here's the reason I fell in love with film, right? The reason I fell in love with storytelling through, you know, motion pictures and the flickering image. And those reasons are completely absent in this movie. Like, you know, there's nothing for me to point to in this movie and go, ah, yes, the magic of cinema. It's a poorly executed excuse for a movie. Does it know that? It might actually know that. I don't know, but I don't know if that actually matters. Give me some general thoughts, Andrew. Some of your general thoughts about Expendables.
it's one of those weird instances where you can see that there was a budget put into this. I mean, it wasn't a huge budget, obviously. I mean, some of these VFX shots are like shockingly, like embarrassingly bad. You have to look at this, but you can look at the script for this movie, which had to be done in crayon, I have to imagine. And you wonder how this got approved. Like, out of all the many scripts that could have been written for the fourth Expendables movie, this is the one that won out. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, at least you could say, there's nothing, I'm trying to find something good to say about this movie, but okay, it's so very difficult. You called
Three a garbage fire, right? So they're in, and I don't disagree with you, other than I kind of level them all about the same. But if you look at Three, you can go, oh, for instance, compelling bad guy in Three. Mel Gibson was a compelling bad guy in Three. Like, I can pull that out of it. There is no compelling bad guy in this movie, in my opinion. So, like, you know, even bad movies or movies you don't like, a lot of times you can go, oh, here's something I really enjoyed about it. And I really struggled with this. When you look at the other Expendable movies, even just like in general, one thing that I always enjoyed about them, it was like, hey, every single aging action star is going to show up for a cup of coffee, have a joke, and maybe be in an action scene, you know, together. Like Stallone and Schwarzenegger together, and, you know, whatever the case may be. And this movie doesn't even have that. How do you do how do you do the Expendables when you're like, you know who we got for this one? You're never going to believe
Andy
this.
Andy Garcia.
It's like, what? What are we doing? I guess 50 Cent and Megan Fox are supposed to be like the action stars that we're getting here, like the new blood. I mean, Iku Uwais, of course, is always fun and interesting, but even he is muted in this movie in some weird ways. Like, there was that joy of, if you can have anything from the Expendables movies, the joy of, oh my goodness, look at all of these heroes of the past, you know, coming together, isn't even here, you know? No. And not to have to tiptoe too much around a big spoiler, but like the big names aren't even here. You know what I mean?
No.
Like it's just like no one is here. Like this is now a Jason Statham movie. That's what this is. This is a bad Jason Statham movie.
Yeah, it's the worst Jason Statham movie of the year, and that's actually kind of impressive.
Fair enough.
Here's the thing. Here's why I liked the first two Expendable movies. Here's why, and this may be where you and I can differ a little bit.
Okay.
When I look at the first two, I look at those and I see my heroes from the 80s and 90s, these giant, literally giant action stars. And they're all coming back. And it's one of those things where you watch it and you're like, do they still got it? Oh, they still got it. They don't got it anymore.
Nobody's got it.
And I do mean
what
that like
it was to get.
Yeah. And I don't mean, you know, like charisma and charm or anything like that. Because honestly, everybody's phoning it in here. Besides Jason Statham, who I think is actually trying. I don't think he's succeeding, but at least he's, you know, putting in an effort where I don't think anybody else is. They're just phoning it in, picking up a paycheck here.
Man, 50 Cent is so bad in this movie.
I don't think he is any worse than anybody else. I mean,
I think everybody in this movie is cashing a check. I think 50 Cent. The check is you know
gonna bounce
is 50 cents max is the check. I thought he was terrible in this. I thought he was absolutely terrible in this, even beyond the other performances.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a hard movie to talk about when there's not much compelling to even like you say the movie's bad and it doesn't really deserve much more than that, other than please stay away from this. This is not a good movie. I think it might be my least favorite of the year. I don't know. It's either that or 65.
No, I think so. I think it's my least favorite of the year for sure. I just I I wanted at least some like sparks of creativity, something fun, and the movie just doesn't seem to be able to do that. I mean, this is before you get to all the terrible decision making that went to putting this movie together. Just like, oh, we can't get Antonio Banderas back. Let's have somebody imitate him and call them, you know, his son, kid. His kid. And here's his character quirk. Oh, he's a real pervert.
He's a pervert.
Like, what? Why is this the direction? Like, it was just like, oh, yeah, you know what we're going to do? We know that some of the fans were pretty ticked off. We went PG-13 last time. So we are going R, baby. And we're going to make entire plot points around golden showers, Andrew. Entire plot points around that. That's just, it's yeah. Wild. It's just wild.
People listening, you think he's making just a random, no, he's not.
I wouldn't bring it up if it weren't true. Believe me, I wouldn't bring it up if it weren't true.
Yeah. I had something prevalent to say, but now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I remember. I was going to give this movie props for something, and I'm going to, you know, dance around a spoiler here.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Well, at least I can give the movie props for raising the stakes in a certain way to where I know not everybody is safe anymore. You mm-hmm. know, like,
yeah,
you know, there are actually stakes in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. The rest of the movie may suck. The acting may be bad. The CGI may be horrible. But in the end, there were stakes. And then at the end of this movie, I have been that livid from a movie in a very long time. So impressive. That's my one pro. This movie got me very,
very, very,
very
angry.
Livid.
It's interesting.
It's one thing for a movie to be nothing. This could have been a nothing movie.
Sure.
But it went out of its way to make me mad. So.
I envy you that you bought that even at all. I never bought it for a second, and I was pre-prepped for my anger on that just because I assumed that's where we were headed at some point. So yeah, I didn't know how, but I knew what. I knew the Deus Ex Machina was coming, and I knew how it was going to be. And yeah, anyhow.
Maybe I was just hoping against hope.
That's what I'm saying. You know? I envy you for having that optimism in there. So, yeah.
Yep.
Anything else you want to talk about with the Expend 4 Bulls?
God, no.
Okay. All right.
No post-credit scene.
I would just say this movie, amongst its amazing decision-making, makes the decision to have a major plot point for one of its characters be to throw away sobriety so that they can be a superhero. That somehow, for one of the characters, alcohol is
his spinach.
Is Popeye spinach. And that's a choice. I'll just say that. That's a choice.
Oh, man.
The movie is full of choices. This movie is full of choices. And let's just say that we didn't believe they were the right ones. That is Expend 4 Bulls. Please, please, please. You do not need to see this movie, even if you liked the other three. However, if you like the other three, I imagine you will see it. And my hope is that somehow you have fun with it. I would love that somebody enjoyed this movie and saw something in it that I couldn't find. But I've been searching, I've been digging, and I'm not finding anything here. So that is Expend 4 Bulls. All right, let's move on to the next review, Andrew. Let's talk a little bit about Bottoms.
We were just practicing for our self-defense club.
So it's like a fight club?
Yes.
Just stay in your lane until you're munching beaver at Wesleyan.
Yes, sir.
What's your plan here?
Jeff is psychotic, and they're picking on the weak and defenseless.
So we teach a bunch of girls how to defend themselves.
They are grateful to us.
Adrenaline is flowing. Next thing you know, Isabel and Brittany are kissing us on the mouth.
PJ and Josie start a fight club as a way to lose their virginities to cheerleaders. The fight club gains traction, and soon the most popular girls in school are beating each other up in the name of self-defense. But the pair find themselves in over their heads and in need of a way out before their plan is exposed. Bottoms came out a while ago. We're playing a little bit of catch-up. However, it is out on video on demand today as we're recording this. So you can go ahead and check that out. It stars Rachel Sennett and Io Edebiri as PJ and Josie. You may know Io from the most recent season of The Bear, or I guess both seasons of The Bear, as well as Theater Camp. And you may know Rachel from many things. What was the... Why can't I think of the name of the movie?
Shiva Baby.
Yeah, Shiva Baby was that. And that's also the director, right? That did Shiva Baby did this as well. So
yeah, Emma Seligman.
Yes. So what did you think, Andrew? Did you like it, love it, dislike it, hate it, or it was just okay?
Loved it. I loved it, Aaron.
Nice. I liked it a lot. I'm going to go with high side of liked it. Andrew, you loved it. Gush all over the movie, please.
It's one of those weird movies where it kind of feels like a Verhoeven movie where the satire is so prevalent that it's just ridiculous. And you realize you don't have to take anything seriously. So if it's ridiculous, you can just... live in it, you know, and just absorb it. Performances all around incredible. Rachel Sennett and Io Edebiri, thank you. Incredible. Like, they're automatically going to be like in my top 10 performances of the year, or they are right now anyway.
Yeah.
Especially Rachel Sennett. Absolutely just fell in love with her in this. I still haven't seen Shiva Baby yet. Everybody says it's remarkable. I don't know. So I can't really speak to whether... Because this is just like... Is the comedy and the satire just like Shiva Baby?
No.
Or is it a completely different movie?
Completely different movie.
Okay. Interesting. So I guess Emma is...
It is funny, but it's funny in a different way.
Okay. So I guess Emma is really expanding her comedy chops here. And I dig that. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think the talking about the satire is the right way to go here, because it's not just that it's good satire. It understands the tone of satire and how to dial that in, where the movie itself is one of those things where it goes for the ridiculous in over the topness. And that's the feature, not the bug, right? Like, that is, you know, Heathers, right? You know the old movie Heathers?
Oh, yeah. Julia Roberts one?
No, I don't think Julia Roberts was in Heathers. This is Christian Slater and...
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, yeah. Reminded me a lot of that. Just the idea that high school is... This is how high school feels, right? It feels like it's that satire, that over-the-topness, all of that kind of thing. And I just think that tone is perfect here. So it really, really works. So when a character says something ridiculous, says something that doesn't make any sense in the real world, does something that doesn't make any sense in the real world, you're okay, because you've already given yourself to this... fantasy version of the world, this elevated reality of what's going on here. So, I really enjoyed that it nailed that so well.
This movie made hormones a character.
I thought that was Big Mouth's job, but yeah.
Oh, that's true. The hormone monsters. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about. Well, already. For some reason, I have Heathers pulled up instead of Bottoms. let's talk about... What do you want to talk about next?
If we're talking about other stuff that I really enjoyed about this movie, I have to say the way that this movie played with topical ideas of youth in the current generation and all of that kind of stuff, I found to be accessible and interesting. And, you know, I haven't been in high school for a long time. I'm an old man.
I was just about to say, Aaron, it's been a hot minute since we've been out of school.
But I felt like I understood the worldview that was, you know, coming through here. And I think that takes talent as well.
Yeah. Emma was able to capture not only the essence of being a human and a teenager, but also modernized it to where it was... a way in for people like us who don't know mm-hmm. what modern high school is like. And then in this satire, we can kind of get an idea like, okay, so not much has changed really since I was in high school. People still have crazy drama over the little things and they blow things out of proportion. You know, sexual hormones are going rampant and everybody, that's all anybody's thinking about. Mm-hmm. It's, I was going to say it's comforting that nothing has changed, but then I realized, I wish a couple things had changed about high school since I'd been in.
Sure. Sure. I think the moment the movie had me, there's a moment where, they are trying to escape Jeff, the quarterback, early on, and they're arguing about just pull out. He'll get out of the way. Just pull out. He'll get out of the way. And they just inch forward and touch his knee. And it's like mm-hmm. they broke his kneecap. And everybody just buys into it. And just this whole idea of, you know, the football team and their elevated status and all of that stuff. He's on crutches until he's not. I don't know. I just found it kind of refreshing. It's nice for a movie to go, yeah, it's not realistic. That's the point. You know,
did you go to a high school where the athletes were treated better than all the other students?
I don't know.
Because I did.
It's hard to say. I think that's the norm. I was a one sport athlete. I played basketball and played well. So I may be a little immune to knowing if that was the case.
You're on the inside, Aaron.
But I also went to a really small high school. Like our years were all about 30 to 40 people. So like, you know, it's not. Not probably the typical. Also, it was a Christian high school. I should mention that as well. So there's, you know, it was a faith-based high school. So yeah, it's hard for me to say if the dynamics worked the same. I will say the human beings were the same. You know, so there's all those things that teenagers deal with. It doesn't matter what high school you go to. Teenagers still deal with those things. They may just be in a different environment with different outlets to deal with them. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
yep. But I don't know if the caste system of high school was as prevalent in my school. But it also may be because I was fluid, man. I was also in all the dramatic presentations, so I was like a drama kid. I was in the band, so I was a band geek. You know, like I kind of moved my way in and out of circles. I was in, you know, I always got good grades, so I was in honor society. So it was like, you know. I don't know which category.
We get it, Aaron. You're great, man.
No. I don't know which category I would have fit in. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's the weird thing about high school cliques for me is I don't know which clique I would have fit in because I was in all of them.
In my school, the cliques were very, very prevalent and very segregating. Like, if you were in band, you couldn't do basketball or mm-hmm. football or anything like that. So. The school chose your clicks for you pretty much. I want to talk about some negatives I do have with this movie because believe it or not, even though I do love it, I do have some negatives to it, and they are kind of very minor in their own ways. The first one is I do think that the plot structure itself is very paint by numbers. There's the build up. Then there's the conflict, and then there's the resolution. You know, it's done the exact same way in every single movie, but what makes this one special is the journey that you are going on in between these predictable plot movements is so engaging that you really don't care. But if that is an issue for you, this structure of the movie isn't that unique. The other thing, and again, this is a very minor negative, but I love the messages that this movie's trying to get across, but sometimes with satire, the satire can kind of diminish the message you're trying to get across because it doesn't come across as authentic or genuine. This is just a matter of taste. I think that this works perfectly, but I am also recognizing that for some people, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think those are both fair things that I felt as well. I will tell you this. I'm excited to see what Seligman does next. I'm always excited to see what Rachel Sennett gets up to. She has been in some really fun stuff, and I always enjoy her. I don't know if you saw Bodies. Did we review Bodies? She was great.
She sure did. And she was my favorite part of that movie.
She was great in that. You know, some of those arrows she was slinging about podcasters hit a little close to home, but
yeah,
we survived. Anything else about Bottoms?
There is something that I wish was in more movies, and those are bloopers / outtakes during the credits.
Yeah.
It just felt so perfect with this movie, so
yeah.
Please stick around for those. They'll just continue to put a smile on your face. This is a rewatchable movie as well. I can't wait to rewatch
it. I think you're right about that. I think my one last thing is on the scale of athletes turned actors.
Marshawn Lynch
is good. I think he has a comfortability with humor that a lot of athletes don't necessarily have. They get a little inside their head, but he seemed very mm-hmm. at home in this movie. So well done for Marshawn as well. There you go. That is Bottoms. It is in theater still, but also just out on VOD recently. So you can check that out.
I'm gonna buy it.
There you go. Before we head on to the best ever challenge, I want to thank our Sif Pop members. Thank you for being a part of Sif Pop, for making this thing possible. You can go to patreon.com/siftpop. That's SIFTPOP. And see how it all works. We do an extra pre-show each week for our Sif Pop members in your own podcast feed, depending on the level you're at. So go check that out. Again, that is patreon.com/siftpop.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, best ever challenge, best ever movies starring a rapper, at least a rapper not in a cameo role. And the general idea is that this is a rapper turned actor, not necessarily mm-hmm. an actor turned rapper, because that adds a few other people, into the mix.
So. Yeah.
But yes, this is more rapper turned actor kind of thing. This, of course, is because 50 Cent is in the new Expendables. Andrew, why don't you go first? What is your number five best ever rapper movie?
First off, I don't know if you did the same thing I did, but I didn't reuse a rapper more than once on my list.
I also did not reuse a rapper more than once. So,
yeah. Because there's two guys. Let's just say that there's two guys
who were rappers. I think I know one of them. Who would you say is the second one?
We'll find out later on.
Do you put him in water to make it colder? Is that who? Or do you drink it on a hot summer day?
No, I do it for a funky bunch and stuff like that.
Oh, interesting. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. Number five for me, this is where I have Den of Thieves.
Ah, I had it in my honorable mentions.
It's a fun movie. I love Heat, and this is a modern Heat, so nothing new or special about it, but they made a solid movie. I really liked it. 50 Cent is the rapper who was in that movie.
And he's much better in that movie, by the way.
He is much better in
than
this
he
movie.
Is in Expend4bles. So yeah. I'm glad we're giving him some love. But yeah, Den of Thieves is a good choice. It was in my honorable mentions.
Your number five?
My number five. We're going to start with Eminem. I have 8 Mile at number five. Mm. I think this is a really powerful movie. I think it has one of the best closing scenes. I think the rest of the movie is pretty good, but it really lives and dies on the rap battles. And I think there's just something really, really captivating about Marshall Mathers and what he's doing here. So, yeah, that is that is 8 Mile at number five for me.
Very good.
What is your number four?
I'm going to go with a film starring Ludacris called Hustle and Flow.
Nice. Good choice.
Yeah. Wow. What a powerful movie. I don't know if I'm using the grind correctly, but a man, you know, grinding to, make a living. And it's a rough movie, but I think that Terrence Howard is giving a Oscar-worthy performance in this. Ludacris is giving a remarkable performance. He's not in it, you know, he's not like a main character, but he stars in it for sure. If you haven't seen Hustle and Flow, great music, great performances. It's a good movie.
I agree. I enjoy Hustle and Flow. That's a good one.
Your number four.
My number four, we're going to Tupac. And the movie is Juice. Saw it for the first time recently, within the last year, in fact. And
I was about to ask what you think, but you have it high on your list, so I
think it's great.
Like it.
I think it's really good. I think it's of the Tupac movies I've seen, and I've watched a few over the last year, I think it's his best. And I think it is meaningful, powerful. It is a little bit over the top. It's got a little bit of that old school movie over the topness to it, but not so much that it ruined the authenticity for me to be able to connect to just kind of the gravity, the way that money and those kind of things can bring somebody to a bad place. I'd recommend Juice and have it at my number four. Yeah. All right, number threes?
Let's do it. I have I, Robot, Will Smith.
I, Robot for your Will Smith movie. All right, very nice.
I know. I was thinking long and hard, like, if I were to put in a single Will Smith movie, what would I think would be just my all-around favorite? And I think that, like, Pursuit of Happiness or what was the Selena and Serena Williams movie that just came out?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was, he's given great performances, but what's a movie that I was just like, you know what? I'm going to watch me a good Will Smith movie today. And it was between this and Independence Day.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with I, Robot because Independence Day is a little bit of an undertaking. It's a longer movie. And I, Robot is just good, quick, fun.
Yeah. King Richard is the name of the movie.
Thank you.
That you were thinking of. Yeah, no, good choice. I actually haven't seen this in a while. I don't remember thinking it was all that great, but I don't remember thinking it was terrible either. So maybe I need to give it a rewatch. My number three is where I have Awkwafina. I have Raya and the Last Dragon in at number three.
Very good.
This movie is amazing, and I've seen it a few times. I think it's very rewatchable. I think it's absolutely gorgeous, and it deals with a lot of really powerful themes. I think it is Disney animation at its best, and so, yeah, I really, really dig Raya and the Last Dragon. That is my number three.
I've only seen it the one time, but I really should go and rewatch it again.
Yep. What is your number two?
Number two, this is where I have Ice Cube. I'm going to go with Friday.
Nice choice in my honorable mentions.
It's not only like one of the funniest movies ever made, but there's actually a really powerful and, you know, important story being told here about what it's like to live in these streets and this whole community coming together in their, I guess, hatred of Debo. It's a really cool story of this, kind of like how Do the Right Thing made everybody like a family. This whole street became like this giant family unit. And Chris Tucker's hilarious. Ice Cube. Ice Cube is a good actor. He's just a good actor. And, yep. If you haven't seen it, cannot recommend it enough. Absolutely hilarious.
Nice. Friday's a good choice. My number two is Mos Def is the rapper, and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the movie. Mm. I really love this material and was surprised by how much I enjoyed the movie as well. I know many people don't. I did. I really thought it was a lot of fun, and I think Mos Def is a big reason why it's a lot of fun. Dig that performance. I also think the robot, Marvin the Robot, makes it amazing as well. And yeah, good cast, a lot of fun. And if you haven't seen it, you might want to check it out.
Yeah.
And if you haven't read the books, read those first. Douglas Adams is a genius.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, I don't think you and I are going to have a single overlapping movie.
No, I don't think we are either.
It's crazy. My number one is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Gonna go with The Departed.
Mmm, nice.
Yeah, rough movie, brutal movie, but woo, is it good. Especially Mark Wahlberg. This is his best performance he's ever given for a movie. And that's including like Boogie Nights and stuff like that. I think that this movie is just stellar. I think Jack Nicholson should have been given the Oscar for this. His performance is out of this world. And I love Scorsese. This is the best Scorsese movie. So, yep.
You know, it's funny. I guess it does make sense that you were thinking Mark Wahlberg was the other kind of big name because he's been in so many movies. There aren't a ton of his movies that I go, that's one of the best movies ever. Like, you know, it's like The Departed didn't
hit me. He's a hit or miss.
The Departed didn't hit me like it hit some people. I'm trying to think of what else. Ted is funny.
The Happening.
Maybe Ted. The Happening is not good.
The worst movie ever.
No, it's not even the worst M. Night Shyamalan movie, for that matter. You know, Pain and Gain.
What about The Fighter?
The Fighter's okay. Yeah, The Fighter's pretty good, but I don't know. It's just, you're right. He's done a lot of stuff. Three Kings is probably, if I were to put one in the top, like it'd probably Kings. Be Three Kings. Because I do really like that movie. But yeah, good choice. My number one is Will Smith. I have Independence Day at number one. I love this movie. Nobody's ever going to talk me out of it. I don't. I know it's cheese. I know it's you know silly.
It's not cheese.
It's cheese. It's good cheese. It's really good cheese. Welcome to Earth. That's cheese. You know, like that's you know, it's got a little oomph on it. But it is so much fun. I had so much fun with this movie. Really, really enjoyed kind of the return to big budget disaster movie kind of idea. And yeah, I really think of this and Twister as kind of a 1-2 punch of like bring back the big disaster movies and really, really enjoy it. So Independence Day is my number one.
Very good. Very good. You want to know what the gurus thought?
Yeah. What did the gurus have to say about this topic?
Yeah. Number three was 8 Mile. Number two was actually what I thought was going to be your number one. That's Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
And then number one was Common in John Wick 2.
I knew somebody was going to mention John Wick 2, and I totally get that. That's a fairly good choice. Men in Black was in my honorable mentions. You know, I could have been Men in Black 2, Independence Day 1, but, you know, like we said, it's fun to spread out the love between different... Mm-hmm. You know, people who fit the category. So, but I did have Men in Black in my honorable mentions. I also had 22 Jump Street in my honorable mentions. I think that movie is hilarious. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, I think, is also worth mentioning. A really fun
Aquafina.
Movie. I was actually thinking Ice Cube and Mutant Mayhem.
Mm.
Or Ice-T.
That works too.
Who is the villain in Mutant Mayhem?
It was Ice-T or Ice Cube.
Okay.
It wasn't Ice Tea. No. It was the other cold one.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So, there you go. There are the best ever challenges. Do you have any other honorable mentions you wanted to throw out there?
Just the other Will Smith and Mark Wahlberg ones, like Boogie Nights and I Am Legend, all those good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the comments, somebody mentioned The Italian Job. That's not a bad movie. That's
a good movie.
That's a good movie. So yeah, that's one to throw out there as well. All right, that brings us to our buried treasure, Andrew, flying through this episode. What do you got? What's that one thing in any area of pop culture that you want to make sure people know about?
It's probably flying by because I'm talking so fast with all this caffeine rushing through me.
What did you like? Do like a monster or something? Like,
no, I had a coffee with a lot of sugar in it, just to kind of wake me up for the show, and I overdid it. So
nice,
I am caffeinated. But my buried treasure for this week is going to be the most buried treasure I've ever done. It's a YouTube channel with I think 7 subscribers.
Nice.
So. Here's the background on this. As you all know, I play paintball all the time. And I go all the way to this town called Stratford to play. And while I was playing last week, the ref who was out there, first off, I want to say this is not my fault. I guess that's a good way to start off every single buried treasure. This is not entirely my fault. The ref, whose name is Joe. By the way, my buried treasure is called Joe's Paintball Experience. It's a YouTube channel. Young man who is record. He's the ref out at this field, and he likes to record people playing paintball.
Okay.
Well, we were all playing, and the ref, was not wearing a ref mask or a ref shirt. He was wearing all navy blue with shorts and sandals on. So it's all on him for getting shot. We were playing in the woods. I don't like playing in the woods all that much. You really can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And to that, I kept shooting the ref because he was wearing navy blue and, flip flops. And I couldn't hear him saying, "I'm the ref." So I told him that I would give him a shout out as an apology, you know, to get his channel some more views. So Joe's Paintball Experience, you can see me playing in some of his most recent videos. Yeah, so come check out Joe's Paintball Experience on YouTube.
I love that buried treasure became a make good for somebody you shot. Like, that's, yeah, you know, who would have thought?
It's a good...
That's what Sif Pop would become. Very nice.
Yeah. What you got?
I also shot someone and need to make it up to them. Their name is Io Edabiri. No, listen, I saw Theater Camp and thought it was amazing, and I have to tell everybody about it. This movie is so much fun. I really, really enjoy Ben Platt and Molly Gordon as kind of the main leads here. I mentioned Io's in it as well. You may recognize Jimmy Tatro.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
so funny.
He's kind of playing a similar part as what he did in that High School Mockumentary,
American Vandal.
So it's he's really funny. He's really good. The whole cast is really good. Beyond that, if you've ever done theater, you're going to identify with so much of the precociousness here. The idea of, you know, being a stage person, overperforming, all of that kind of stuff. And then somehow this movie actually has a like hit home kind of, as funny as it is, as over the top as it is, it has this hit home heart moment for me, at least at the end, that I just thought worked like gangbusters. So Theater Camp is really, really good. And I highly recommend you check it out. It is available now on VOD. So. There you go.
Io is taking over the world, and I do not mind.
Yeah. No, she's great. She's great. That is Joe's Paintball on YouTube and Theater Camp, available now on VOD. Well, we did it, Andrew.
Woo!
Congratulations. Managed to do a podcast.
You know, we were worried at the beginning of the show whether just the two of us could do it. But we did it.
We made it happen. Thank you so much for joining us today for Sif Pop. It is part of the Studio DNA Podcast Network. You can find out more about other shows on the network at studiodna.media or by searching Studio DNA in your podcast player. Huge thanks to Andrew for hanging out again today.
Well, thank you, buddy.
And a big thanks to producer Phil for producing the audio and video show.
Thanks, Phil.
Much love and gratitude to our Sif Pop members for making Sif Pop a real thing. Support starts at $3 a month. You can check all that out at the Patreon, patreon.com/SiftPop. Get access to bonus episodes, some other fun stuff. Check all that out there. That's at patreon.com/SiftPop. Lots of ways to connect with us. You can leave a comment, a rating, a review. Do that at Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. You can also email us, feedback@SiftPop.com. And finally, if you're having a good time, your movie-loving friends will probably like the show too. So let them know about it, and that listening is much easier than replacing the great Antonio Banderas. We will be back next week with more. I'm not sure exactly what. Plenty to catch up on, but some new stuff coming out as well. So we'll see you to talk about more movies next week. Bye.
Bye.